boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I've been having some pretty horrible sleep the last couple of days.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I keep waking up a little too early. Like, I hate when you wake up before your alarm.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That there's, like, nothing more annoying than waking up 5, 10. I don't even care how early
it is.
It
could be 30 seconds before your alarm goes off. And I'm annoyed, and I just want to raise hell.
Well, yeah, that is, like, the worst way to start off the day, I feel like. Because you have this plan of waking up at a certain time, and when it doesn't happen and you lose sleep,
Well, that's what keeps happening to me, because where I now, like, live in my new area, there's a lot of construction going on. Fine, whatever. But I swear to God, they keep starting earlier and earlier and earlier.
Really?
Oh my God.
What are we talking?
This is like before 7 a.m. And I feel like there should be a rule. You can't start before 8 a.m.
I wonder if there is a rule.
I would really like to enforce one if there is. Which I, you know what, God bless their soul, because they're doing a lot of work.
True.
And I appreciate their work. But I would like to sleep in. Because there's people like me who don't go into work until like 11 in the afternoon. So I like to sleep in because, you know, I stay up a little bit later because I don't get off till 7 p.m. So it's just been a little stressful and no sleep lately.
Okay, can I ask about what the sounds are that you're waking up to?
I mean, I feel like I nailed it pretty much, like exactly like that.
Like I'm picturing concrete, like
that last one. Was the concrete getting drilled up?
Okay.
And then the other one sounds like a chainsaw. It sounds like back in the derecho when you would wake up early in the morning because people were cutting up trees and stuff. It sounds like that all over again. I don't know what they're doing with a chainsaw. Couldn't really tell you. I don't know what they're cutting up because there's no trees.
Interesting. Okay, so what have you tried anything to, like, stop yourself from being able to hear it, I
guess? Well,
they're not going to change for you.
One person, because I think everybody else around me works before 8 a.m.,
well,
so.
And as it gets hotter, they're going to get earlier, probably, because it's cooler outside.
Well, yesterday, before the storms came, they started the earliest yesterday, because they were like, well, we got to get in before the storms come.
That makes sense.
Which makes total sense. But last night, I was like, okay, I'm going to see if I take a sleeping pill. Can I sleep through all of this? No. I can't.
Shoot. Okay. Yeah, we really got to think about this.
I even have a fan going, too. I just want to, like, a fan is going, but they are right outside my door. I'm about to, like, put money underneath the table. Hey, if you don't start till after 9, here's $20.
I don't know if that would work necessarily. They might just move closer to your window. Like, she got to pay me more to stop. Okay, Destiny, you mentioned that you have had a hard time getting some good sleep because you're getting woken up earlier than you'd like to from construction noises. I'm sure other people are probably struggling with this too. I don't really have any ideas, so I, as a good friend, went to Google and Reddit.
And they have solutions?
Yeah, I found a whole thread of people.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I'm looking for a solution. I can't have my friend coming into work tired because
I was literally yawning.
Okay?
I was just yawning 2 seconds ago, and I'm like, that's because of the construction.
So what I found out after reading this thread is some people say use a noise machine and crank that puppy up. Loud. Some people, I think you kind of have to find the noise that you like. Some people like white noise. Some people like brown noise. Some people like thunderstorms. So you have to figure out what sound you like.
Okay.
Or you can get an app on your phone. Somebody else said that. Somebody said wear earplugs. I don't know how you feel about that. This is interesting. Insulate your windows with like whatever you got, which I think is kind of a good idea. It'll reduce the noise at least a little bit.
Any throw pillows I got?
Genius. You could try that. You try all of the above, but at the bottom of the thread, unfortunately, this guy said, I've been in this situation and essentially you're screwed. So
thanks, dude.
I hope that was helpful. That's what I have for you.
That makes me feel good because I talked to them one time and it sounds like it's going to be all summer long, like until the end of August. So I'm definitely screwed.
And you know what they say, end of August. You're going to be listening this Thanksgiving.
No!
Minimum.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like most people are a little embarrassed at the thought of anybody else seeing their browser history.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be much, much worse than that. I don't know who came up with this idea. I have so many questions. There's a new feature coming to Windows devices that's called Recall. And basically, it's going to record everything you do on your computer and feed it to AI.
Why?
They are like saying it's basically a nice way to retrace your steps and quickly be able to flip through things that you've done on your computer, whether it's searches online, messages you've sent via like text messages or emails, what you do on your apps, any like video, Zoom calling, you'll be able to look back on your activity. So it's basically like your browser history times a million. Like you're going to have a lot of information about everything you've done on your computer. And then I'm not exactly sure why the AI is analyzing it. If they analyze it and then it's easier for you to be like, when was I on Amazon last?
Yeah.
And they can just spit it back out at you. Now you can pause it at any time and delete anything you don't remember, whatever. And it doesn't record anything on private browsers. But I'm like really trying to think, why would anybody do this to themselves?
No.
Like it's few and far between that I'm like, oh, I really wish I could remember what website I was on earlier.
You just go to your search history.
Right. The only thing that I can maybe kind of think of, and you let me know if you have ever had this moment, you have a glass or two of wine, and then a week later, stuff starts showing up to your house.
That has never happened to me.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, it's like a fun surprise, but at the same time, you're like, how much more is coming? I don't know.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Hot Girl Summer basically starts this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that to stress anybody out because honestly, I don't think it means what it used to mean. It's not like rockin' bods and the way you look. Oh my God.
Just, you know, wanted to set the mood.
This is exactly the opposite of what I'm saying right now.
You said hot girl summer. I'm just trying to set the mood here.
Sure, that's fine. I feel like hot girl summer has changed a little bit. Like in the last year, there was hot girl walks, like where you would just go take nice leisurely strolls. So I've been thinking, okay, the weather's getting nicer. This weekend is the unofficial start of summer. What do I want to do with myself this summer? And I'm going
to watch Magic Mike on repeat.
No, not me. I'm going to call myself a hot girl sitter.
Are you going to babysit?
Absolutely not.
I was going to say,
do not reach out to me with your children.
Who would trust you?
No, I feel like I always see Instagram stories and Facebook posts of people like sitting on their porch, enjoying a coffee, or my sister always sends pictures of her sitting on her porch, crocheting, or sitting on a patio. And I always am like, God, I wish I could do that. And I'm like now thinking, why can't I do that? You literally just have to sit outside and choose to sit outside. So my goal is to be outside as much as possible. I want to enjoy the vitamin D. If I'm at a restaurant, I need to choose the outside seats and enjoy it.
It's funny you say that because that is something that I've always wanted to do, but I just don't think I'll ever end up doing. Like I've got a swing.
Yeah.
And I always tell myself I want to wake up one morning and enjoy coffee out on that swing. I'll never do it.
Can I borrow it?
You want to move it? That thing is heavy, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'll be my hot girl workout and then my hot girl sitting.
You're talking about having a hot girl summer, but it's not the type of hot girl summer we all think it might be, where you're like working on your bod, because we're forgetting about that.
Old news. I feel like hot girl summer is kind of whatever you want it to be. I want to sit outside as much as possible. Yeah. That's it.
Hey, that's not a bad one. But I was telling you that I don't know if mine counts as like a hot girl summer because I don't know if it's really hot.
Okay. I don't think sitting is hot, so the bar is low, okay. I will tell you.
You're not wrong. But I really want to garden this summer. And I know I've done it before. Okay. I've attempted it before. But I never end up committing all the way through. Mm-hmm. I start the garden, and then about halfway through the summer, the bugs annoy me, and then I get over it.
Mm.
So I feel like this summer, it's different.
It's a hot garden summer.
It's a hot garden summer. So, because what's different about the new place that I live in, there's like also like beds or like there's like these things that are already kind of made and ready to go.
Oh.
So I just now need to get like the plants.
Okay.
And I'm also eating healthier too now, which is different from the past. So it's like, I kind of want to like have all my veggies come from my garden.
Dude.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
These are cool girl activities. I will tell you, I feel like all the cool girls on TikTok are like garden girls. Like, oh, let me just go pick a cucumber from my garden.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Eat it for lunch. And selfishly, kind of want you to bring me some fresh
veggies. I knew you were going to say that.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Man, it looks so nice out there. Sunny, blue sky. Well, sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of blue skies. But this is the type of weather that you like look at it before you leave for the day and you're like, okay, we're dealing with 70s, but is it like the chilly 70 degrees, or is it like the 70 degrees that I feel like a wet dog in? You know what I mean? Because yesterday, I feel like I walked outside and my hair was wet.
Because it was so sticky.
The humidity.
Hot. Yeah, 100%.
And right now, I can't tell what we're working with out there.
I came in a little bit later today. I'm going to tell you right now, it's kind of like chilly 70s. Which is my favorite time. 70 degree right there is my favorite thing in the entire world. I could live in 70 degrees all the time. I hate anything lower, and I hate anything above her. Above it. Above 70.
Okay.
Like when it's 80, I don't like it. Nope, too hot. So this is my perfect weather. I'd rather be out there than hanging out with you.
Here. Oh. Well, should we go? I'm down. I need to go test this out for myself.
Well, yeah, grab a margarita. Let's go.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Okay, I feel like we're kind of in the ladies' restroom right now.
Mm-hmm.
When you're with your girlfriends, you're like, you guys, my boyfriend's making me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I need some advice. And we need your advice, Destiny, and everybody else's, because this girl wrote in to our email, thosegirls@kzia.com, with quite the problem.
Dear Destiny, my boyfriend is driving me nuts. I feel like he never gives me a straight answer on anything. When he makes plans and I ask if they're still happening, it's always, I don't know. If we talk about getting dinner and I ask if we're still on for the date, he says, I don't know, we'll see when the day comes. How do I get him to take initiative more? What do I do?
Been there, done that, sis. You know what? I'm not going to give you Dear Destiny advice. I'm not going to give you advice from myself, if you don't mind. Why are you giving me dirty?
Who are we channeling?
My dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because this makes me, it's funny this comes in, because it just makes me think of something from my childhood. I remember that I was quite literally an annoying kid when I was younger, and I would ask my dad a million and one questions, and it annoyed the crap out of him. He loved me, but it annoyed the crap out of him. So I remember one Christmas, what he got me was a magic eight ball, and he handed it to me, and he said, here you go. You asked too many questions, so just now ask the magic eight ball. Which actually ended up working, because I just asked all my life questions to the magic eight ball, and I got all the answers I needed instead of asking and bothering my dad.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the advice from my dad this time instead of myself, which is you get your man a magic eight ball. And then there you go. He's got his answers. And if it happens to be the answer like no or something like that, he didn't really want it to be no. Like, maybe you ask, like, oh, can we get Chick-fil-A for dinner? And it says no. And he didn't really want it to be no. Well, now maybe he'll actually say yes.
Yeah.
And start learning to take initiative.
Forcing him to have an opinion.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So get a magic eight ball.
Okay. Magic eight
ball. I still have mine.
That's not surprising to me. Thanks. At all. All right. Well, we want to hear all the advice because the more the merrier. So let us know, what would you do in the situation that your partner is making you crazy because they just will not give a straight answer on everything. It's always, I don't know, we'll see. How would you make them take more initiative?
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It starts with just getting a little annoyed with your partner, and then you start to pick apart the little things in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like what we're dealing with today in Dear Destiny. We got an email at thosegirls@kzia.com, and this girl was saying her boyfriend is putting her over the edge because he will not just straight up answer anything, whether they have plans, what's for dinner tonight. It's always like, I don't know. It's making her crazy. So she was asking you, Destiny, and everybody else, how do I get him to take some more initiative?
And the advice today is coming from good old Dad Destiny.
Mr. Destiny's dad.
I was like trying to think of a way to say it. Yeah, Mr. Destiny's dad. Because years ago, he was kind of the opposite, but he was annoyed that I would ask so many different questions. Like, why is the sky blue? Why are trees green? I would ask every single question in the book you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And it just annoyed the crap out of him. And so I remember that year for Christmas, he gave me a magic eight ball. And he's like, here you go. Ask the magic eight ball all your questions and it will answer it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we kind of do the exact same thing with her boyfriend. She just gives him a magic eight ball. He shakes it every single time. And there you go. Boom, bitty, bop, bop. It does the answer for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cindy, what do you think she should do?
My advice, he's not into you. Because if someone's really into you, they make plans with you. They don't put it off. I'm 51 years old. I would say at this point, I would want to tell my younger self, just walk away. If they do this over and over again, they're just not serious.
Don't waste your time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it as a red flag. Okay, Marcus, what do you think?
My advice is to give him the same energy back. So if he's not giving her complete answers, then she should do the same and see how it feels.
I feel like that was a game I played when I was little. What is it called when you like repeat everything that somebody says? Shadow? Like
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I do it for like a day and then I like
give up.
I give up.
Yeah. Makes sense. Kathy, what do you think?
Dump him immediately. Because if he can't commit to going out for dinner or what do you want to do, he's never going to commit to a relationship. She's never going to have a real relationship, and she deserves better than that.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
She doesn't want me to speak. I'm being silenced.
I just want to let you know you had your microphone on because I had it off. So there's two things there. Go on, queen.
Thank you. What I was going to say is I love that we were talking about Hot Girl Summer earlier and how we want to spend it and our goals and what we see in it. And I have a red flag to look out for,
uh-oh,
I guess. Whether you're single or it could apply if you're in a relationship, there is a dating trend as we go into summer that is slightly concerning, and that is summer shading.
What is that?
Basically, it's when, generally speaking, when you're like single and kind of seeing someone and it's like in that in-between phase of not being official, I guess, but like you're only talking to each other probably, you're putting that person in the shade to cool off during the summertime. It doesn't mean necessarily that you're like full on ghosting them or cutting ties with them, but you're kind of like hitting pause and stepping back, leaving the door open so that you can revisit once things cool off, literally during the fall, mm-hmm, AKA cuffing season. And people do this because it's summertime. I'm sure everybody's had that summer where you're like, this is about me and I want to find that summer fling, that summer romance, and then I'll come back down to earth when everything is cooled off and we're out of the summertime. So, this is something really to look out for if you're like not in that fully official relationship quite yet.
Wow, I'm a little nervous about that.
I feel like I have been on both sides of this, to
really?
Be honest. Yeah, 100%. I feel like this was so college because it would be like, there'd be a summer that all my friends had boyfriends and I was like, God, I'm the only single one. And then it would flip where they were all single and I had been like maybe seeing someone.
Yeah, and now
and
it's
then
serious.
You're like, I just want to go out with my girlfriends and have a hot girl summer and not be tied down to anybody.
Now you can't.
Well, now I can't. I don't think I'm going to be summer shading this year. I'm too tired.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
What's that saying? Like, you don't know what you had until you lost it or something.
I think something like you don't know what you had until it's gone or something like that.
That is what I'm feeling to a T. And it's not about a man, actually. There's no regrets there. What I've realized is that there are like the littlest things as you become an adult and you start like paying for things on your own and living on your own that you take for granted and you don't realize you miss it until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have lived in apartments all throughout college in the last couple of years. And in every single one of them, it's like one of those fridges that it's the fridge on the bottom and the freezer on top. It's a little bit smaller, nothing on the front of it. And as I've been touring new places to live, the one I saw most recently had an ice maker and a water faucet on it. And I was like, oh my God, this place is nice, but can you believe there's an ice maker on the fridge? It's the dumbest thing to be excited about. But I feel like I've gone so long without one that I'm like, I took that for granted. Having one growing up, it's been so long. How did I do it?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had one too. And I forgot how good it is. Because now I have to have the water filter pitcher thingy.
The Brita that takes up half the fridge.
I swear to God, it's annoying. And we have one here at work that just like dispenses water from the outside of the refrigerator. And I'm like, that would be so much nicer. And then I could fit so much more in the refrigerator. So I get it. I get it.
That's what I'm saying. And the ice cubes, because I have the little trays and a little...
Those are annoying.
A bucket that we put
God
them
forbid
in.
God forbid you forget to...
Oh my God.
Put water
refill
in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're doomed.
I will say there's somebody in my house that does that. And it's not me.
You were talking about how you regret a little bit not taking... Seriously, your old refrigerators way, way, way back in the day. It sounds so stupid.
Listen, okay, if you have an ice maker and a water faucet on your refrigerator, appreciate her and love her because the day you don't have it, you will feel really sad.
It sounds stupid when you say it out loud, but then, yeah, you're right. When it is actually taken away from you because your refrigerator craps out, you are going to regret it a little bit.
Yeah, or you move somewhere where it doesn't have it. You're like, wow, that is, seems like a silly thing to miss, but I sure do miss it.
Now I got to buy a Brita. This is stupid.
Trust my boyfriend to make ice? No way.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I live with regret every single day. When I drive anywhere in my car because I don't have... air conditioning. Well, sometimes it turns on once in a blue moon. If she's feeling like she wants to go, she'll go. But she most of the time won't go. And I got her. I had an option. Okay. 2 years ago, I could like.
You haven't had air in your car for the last three years.
It was before that. I didn't have air in it for like 2 years.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, I went like 2 summers. In a black car in Iowa with no air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally I said, screw it, because then my driver's window didn't go down anymore. And I was like, that window doesn't go. I was dying, Taylor. So the driver's window didn't go down. I didn't have air conditioning. I couldn't breathe.
Hey, you're cooking.
I was like cooking real bad. So then I got the window fixed. And then I was like, screw it, we're going to get the air conditioning fixed. And I got an option, which was you could half fix it for a cheaper price. Or you could fully fix it.
I already know what you did.
I did the half.
You half fixed it.
You got that right. That's why when I want to turn the air on,
It's a light switch. I kid you not.
What? I've never... What?
You didn't know this?
No, you have a light switch in your car.
I'm being dead serious. I have fixed it. So in order for me to turn on my air conditioning, there's a light switch. I'm not making this up. I should take a photo of it. A light switch, and I turn that on, and it will turn my air on. But normal people got little knobs, right? And you can turn it on to like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-huh.
And you can turn on how cold you want it. No, no, no. I got a light switch. And I can turn my air on. And now, that was an old mechanic that I went to, right?
In his personal basement or what? I just know this was not a professional. I'm sorry. This doesn't sound right.
And when I went to a new mechanic, it was like January. Remember my car was having problems like January, February?
Dude, you have them every day of your life.
Honestly, seriously. He was like, why is there a light switch in your car?
And no kidding.
Which, honestly, I understand why a mechanic would be concerned why there's a light switch in my car. And I said, did you turn it on? And he's like, well, I did, and realized it turns your air on. But again, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot. It depends on Uncle Jesse's mood, because that's the name of my car.
I think now, if you're like going to put money into this, you get rid of the light switch and we move on to a clapper.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.